Good morning, everybody. Welcome to our Community Corner for this Thursday morning here on KKWC Radio. Next Tuesday will be a very special evening at Kendall Young Library. They're having a special series of summer programs, and this one involves one with the gentleman I'm speaking with, Larry Stone from the Alcater area up in Northeast Iowa. And Larry, very good morning to you, sir.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I'm glad to visit. The program I'm going to be doing is Whitetail, Treasure, Trophy or Trouble, A History of Deer in Iowa.
Oh dear.
Yeah,
I thought we'd talk about that. So let's fill us in what you're going to be sharing during this program next Tuesday evening.
Yeah, so the rest of the story is I did this a book of that title with the Iowa DNR. Oh, gosh, it's been 20 years ago now, kind of for the anniversary of the 50th deer hunting season in Iowa. And so I've hunted deer for at least that long. Let's see, I shot my first deer in 1963. I'm giving away my age here, but anyway. But DNR wanted to bring it up today with the history of how we got where we are today. You know, the deer were essentially extinct in Iowa for a long time. They gradually started bringing them back. First deer hunting season was 1953. And now, well, as I like to say, is there anybody in the audience who hasn't seen a deer in the last week, I'd be surprised, because deer are prolific in Iowa right now, as most people know. But that's what we're going to be talking about, and we hope to have a kind of an interactive discussion with people, because there's a lot of people in Iowa who have a lot of connections to deer, whether they eat their garden, whether they like to hunt them, whether they have hit one with their car, or they just like to watch them. But deer are kind of an iconic species in Iowa.
Now, this is a new book there, Larry, that you have out now?
Well, it's not a new book, actually. As I said, I did it with the Iowa DNR 2003 for the 50th anniversary of the first deer season in Iowa. And then my program kind of goes back and traces the history of the deer from prolific when pre-settlement to farming and hunting basically wiped them out by 1900, and then they gradually came back with controls on hunting, diverse habitat. Frankly, crops, deer do pretty well in Iowa crop fields, and so we kind of trace that history. And then from the real boom of, oh, it's been 10, 15 years ago when we had perhaps as many as 200,000 deer killed during the hunting seasons, and now we're down to about 100,000 deer killed during the hunting season, with another 10,000 maybe killed on the highways. So, but it's sort of I'm not sure we can say an equilibrium, depending on your perspective. If they're eating your crops or your garden, you might think there's too many. If you're trying to hunt them, you might not think there's enough. But we're trying to show that perspective, and just the history of how we got where we are today.
Mm-hmm. Larry, in addition to your book about deer, have you written any other books in the past?
Yeah. I was an outdoor writer with the Des Moines Register for 25 years, 1972 to 97. When I left the Register, I did a collection of my favorite columns from the Register as outdoor writer. I call that Listen to the Land. Then a friend and I did a couple more books about iconic Iowa naturalists, one of whom was Sylvan Runkle, Sylvan T. Runkle, citizen of the natural world. And he was he was on the State Preserves Board. He did all kinds of programs around the state for people, especially on wildflowers. He wrote three wildflower books. And he was kind of an interesting character because he walked with a stiff leg and a limp and a ranger hat. He got the ranger hat as the first CCC camp superintendent in Iowa in 1933. He got the stiff leg courtesy of D-Day when he crashed his glider at Normandy. So he was an interesting character. So, another interesting character we did a book about was Gladys Black, the legacy of Iowa's bird lady, we called her. Some people probably have heard of Gladys. She did columns for the Des Moines Register for a number of years, and she was on the radio with various places and exchanged letters with people and liked to hassle political leaders about why they weren't doing a better job of taking care of Iowa's birds and wildlife. So she was an interesting character that we did the book about as well. So.
I'm just looking at your website right now, Larry. It looks like you've had quite a career with some books you've done, like Sylvan Runkle, and also about Iowa Portrait of the Land here. So, and they can order copies of these books by visiting your website.
Yeah, I sometimes tell people, visit the website, and then they email me from the website, and you know, I like to make a deal, too. Maybe we can come up with a better deal than you can find on having to deal with a website.
There you go. So, again, an appearance by Larry Stone, all about deer in Iowa, that's scheduled for Tuesday, June 25th, beginning at 6, and that'll be held at Kendall Young Library. If you'd like to know more about it, Larry, go to his website, LarryStoneIowa.com, and order some books on their online store and so forth.
Appreciate the chance to visit.
Absolutely.
Look forward to seeing people in Webster City week from tonight, next Tuesday night, the 25th.
All right, so hopefully you can get some people over there. Larry Stone, thanks for being my guest this morning on the Community Corner.
Thanks for your call. Appreciate it.